This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
It's me.
Coming up, we'll be taking a look at the front pages of the broadsheets. That will be followed by political correspondence from German Rob via Mark. Then Mark will tell us his joke of the week. It's sort of local gossip from my mum. Then sports news from my dad. Then the headlines from the Red Tops. And closing on the weather with our guest, comedian Ken Cheng. Ken Cheng?
Ken Cheng.
Were you telling me about Ken Cheng the other day?
He won the joke of the Fringe last year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
There we go. Look forward to talking to him. Joke of the Fringe last year. And he's on our show. I assume he's going up to the Fringe and he's going to want to talk about it.
He might already be there.
Yes, everyone's popping up today.
Popping up. I'm going up on Thursday, Sean.
Excited?
Yeah, my show's on at 4 p.m. at the Banshee Labyrinth.
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
It's like the BBC, this. You can't advertise.
Can you not advertise on the BBC? If I went on the BBC, I wouldn't be allowed to say 4 p.m. at Banshee Labyrinth.
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Okay. Radio. Sorry, if you want to go and see Mark's show, walk around Edinburgh and try and find him flying. So let's talk about that, actually. That is news. It's August. It's the biggest arts festival in the world.
It is.
So, excited.
I'm looking forward to it, actually, I feel like...
Is this your best show yet?
I won't know till I'm up there and do it in front of the crowd, but I feel like... Well, last year's show was my favourite show I've ever done.
And has this, your show... Here's a question. Oh,
What's happening?
Maybe it's my earphones not plugged in. I think it's my earphones. Sorry. Has your show always improved? Or was there... How many have you done now?
I've done... This will be my fourth solo.
Yes.
But we did a double act together one year when I didn't do a solo.
Which you can plug. You can watch our double act on YouTube.
No, don't watch it. Yeah, you can. Am I allowed to plug that? Is that because you're in it?
Obviously.
Okay, look up on YouTube.
What should they type in?
S&M Masterclass. Or,
that's what it was called.
Or Mark... Just type in Mark and Sean with your two N's and it'll come up.
They've always improved. You've done four shows and they've always improved.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's worrying, isn't it? Because then you're going to have to always go out. You will one day have that. You can't always get better, can you? Can you?
I mean, you're asking me. I don't know. I think.
What about you? So you're from all your shows.
Yeah.
Has it always been upwards? Or?
Well, I would say so. By the end. Yes, I genuinely think that. I think there was one that got nominated, and then the next one wasn't as well received. But that one actually was a funnier show by the end.
Yeah,
I think. And then the same goes to the next one. Yeah, the first two Edinburgh shows were rubbish.
Were they rubbish?
They were just.
But your stuff was good then.
No, not for an hour. It wasn't. My first Edinburgh show.
20 minutes.
So for those that you don't know, because not everyone knows about the Edinburgh Arts Festival. I didn't know about it until I started comedy. But anyway, comedians go up and they generally do 50 minutes to an hour, my show. I'd only done two previews for my first ever Edinburgh show.
How's that happen?
Because I didn't want to do them.
Oh.
I didn't want to go to Edinburgh. I didn't like Edinburgh. It wasn't for me. And it's not for me. It's not for people like me. And so I went out with two previews. And one show went so badly that what was meant to be an hour show went in at 37 minutes.
37. Yeah, it's not long enough.
No. So like the two Edinburgh shows, the first two.
Did that get complaints?
Probably.
Do you think? Because I think at 40 minutes, the audience are relieved in any show to leave.
So do I. I agree with that. But I just remember the person that was running the show. What do you call it? You know, like your
show manager.
The person that booked the Edinburgh thing. I don't really know. Oh. He just said, yeah, that's not good enough.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah, I know. If you put the first two Edinburgh shows together...
Yeah.
That probably would have been a decent debut show.
Oh, okay.
But I was forced. I wasn't. So, okay. Excited. Good. Yep.
So that's good. Festival.
Do you recommend anyone?
You can't do that.
No?
No, because you can't... Because
it's not nice, is it?
No, it's not nice.
No, people on social media, comedians with their like recommendations are here to go and see, and then they leave people out. It makes other people that aren't in the recommendations not feel nice.
So I don't want to do that because
people
I've got
are horrible, aren't they?
That's
what I see stuff like that. I think
people are horrible, so I'm not going to recommend anyone.
Yeah,
because I'm nice.
I recommend you. But you're here. That's why there's a context.
Yeah. Okay. So that was that festival. And we did the Stand and Call In festival.
We did.
And we did a live show of Newsish, which you can actually hear next week, I believe.
Next week, we're going to be talking about the news
from two weeks ago.
But actually, we ended up not really talking about the news. And it ended up just being sort of me and Mark for an hour having fun with a live crowd. So check it out. I hope you enjoy it next week, because Mark's not going to be here. We're going to be away for a while. Yeah. Mark's in the Edinburgh Festival.
What else? Anything else happened lately?
What do you mean?
Or shall we move on with the proper news?
We do start off with our own news.
Yeah, have you got any?
We did a show together yesterday. We did a work in progress show. You came on.
Yeah.
You did some
nice
stuff.
Lovely.
You did some new jokes. That went well.
Yeah. And that was good because I, you know, run out of previews. So good to try some before going up on Thursday.
So basically, we have no news. Did I tell you my bike got stolen?
Yeah,
was that last week?
We covered that.
We've done
that.
I've got a new bike now.
Got a new bike.
Yeah.
I haven't told you about the Where's Wally thing.
Oh my God.
You know about it.
I do know about this, but not through you. Someone, the comedian Jake Lambert, who we have on the show.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
So I tweeted about it. So it was just, it was really fun for me, but no one else saw it. So
this is incredible.
It was after a gig, and I was in St Pancras Station, and I turned around the corner, and I literally bumped into a man on a stag do dressed up as Where's Wally, and I just instinctively said, oh, sorry, didn't see you there.
You found Wally.
Yeah, and then I thought that was really funny. He was drunk, so he didn't appreciate it, and there's no one else around, so I thought I'll tweet it.
Yeah.
And then I thought, get a photo of him.
Yeah.
Will help the tweet, or just add a photo. I looked up, and he'd just gone into a crowd of people, couldn't see him.
It's incredible. Yeah. It sounds made up.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Did you ask anyone? Did you say, excuse me, where's Wally?
No, I didn't. Oh. But Jake said I should have taken a photo of it and then expanded the photo and then just tried to find him.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So shall we crack on with the actual news?
Actual news,
the news from the papers.
Anything happening?
Mate, there's not stuff that I really want to talk about.
No.
Especially, the Tesco's didn't have the Times, which is annoying, but the end-of-life ruling is welcomed by families. Relatives will no longer need legal permission to end care for loved ones in a permanent vegetative state after landmark Supreme Court judgment. We don't want to talk about that, do we?
No.
Nah.
That's horrible.
Exactly, yeah. AIDS charities failing to tackle endemic
what
sexual...
What charities? AIDS.
Aid.
Aid charities or AIDS?
It is aid. I thought it was AIDS when I just glimpsed and just thought AIDS. Did you ever do that?
No.
No, I don't mean any word. No, do you ever sort of misread a word? It's not normally what would be on a front page more, aid or AIDS? My brain has just seen aid.
Yeah,
I
just saw AIDS and you've already told me. Yeah.
What, you can see AIDS?
I can see AIDS.
Wow.
Watch out!
We'll read about it then. Charities have shown complacency verging on complicity in responding to sexual abuse that is endemic across the sector.
Oh, what's God. Going on?
I don't really know.
There's sexual abuse in aid.
In AIDS charities. The International Development Committee says the AIDS sector... What is the AIDS sector?
AIDS.
Is it like part of that?
The AIDS sector. Is it just... it's a charity sector. People are trying to get AIDS for people.
Okay, good.
Is that right?
Well done. It sounds right.
Yeah. And a sexual what?
Okay, so the International Development Committee says the AIDS sector has a record of abject...
It doesn't help when the next word is S.
I know, AIDS sector. Okay. The International Development Committee says that the AIDS department has a record of abject failure in dealing with long-standing concerns about exploitation by its personnel and appears more concerned for its reputation than for victims. Alright? So they're saying, oh, they'd rather cover up sexual abuse.
Right. So it's the people that work there. Isn't that just the same in any... It's just a business. It's not... Why that sector more than anyone else? You'd think they're nicer.
What?
The people that are helping people, you'd think they wouldn't be...
Jimmy Savile did a lot for charity.
He did, yeah, he was a good guy.
I'm not even going to laugh at that.
No.
I can't believe you said that. It was a joke. Oh my god.
Oh, I hope that's the clip that goes out on the internet.
Oh, please don't clip that.
All right, come on, come on, cheer up. You seem a bit down today. Have you been having loads of sex?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You seem, do you know, you seem like you have.
Tired.
No, relaxed.
Oh, really?
You're very relaxed.
Yeah.
So, can you... bit more energy?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. The MPs call for the establishment of an independent old... What's this mean? Ombudsman. Ombudsman. What's ombudsman mean? What are you laughing
at? I don't know what it means.
Can we guess?
Of course
can
I
we
don't.
Guess? Can we guess? But wait, Abby, producer, before you tell us, let's see if we can guess together, because I don't know. The MPs call for the establishment of an independent aid ombudsman to support victims and a global register of aid workers to prevent abusers moving through the system. Establishment of an independent aid ombudsman. Ombudsman. An aid No, bud. Budwise. Bud.
Bud. Friend. Friend.
Bud, right,
Bud's
okay.
A friend.
Man. So a male
so it's a man.
Friend.
Has to be a man.
Omniscient. What's omniscient mean? That's omniscient, omnipresent, sort of godlike. So a male godlike friend is what we're going for.
And what's he done?
The MPs are calling for him to come and support the victims, a sort of godlike.
Like a superhero.
Yeah. To prevent abusers and moving through the system. Yeah, we might get this. Abby, can we... Ombudsman? What is it? I don't know how it's pronounced. Ombudsmen are independent, impartial, and provide a free service. They investigate complaints that haven't been solved by the organisation complained against. Ombudsmen investigate complaints... The word is making me laugh. Ombudsmen investigate complaints when something has been handled badly or unfairly, making someone suffer as a result. This is sometimes called... maladministration.
What the flipping heck is going on, Sean? What? I don't really know what's happening.
That's the thing about broadsheets. I'm getting better now. When I first started attempting to read them, because I decided I didn't want to know about TOWIE.
Yeah, yeah.
I was basically half the time in the dictionary.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyway.
I don't know. Is it like when school has Ofsted come in and Ofsted try and sort out stuff? Is that what they are?
Well, no, because it's they investigate complaints that haven't been solved by the organisation complained against.
So, like, what's the TV equivalent of that?
X-Files?
X-Files?
What?
No!
What?
With complaints about TV shows. It goes to points of view or something. Not points of view. Where do they complain about
TV? I've been on that.
What?
I've been on that one where people call the BBC and complain.
Oh, yeah, you have.
We
spoke about this before.
A man complained about me.
On the rowing show?
The boat race that has been discussed recently, actually, on the show. You can go back and listen to it if you want, on iTunes. Just
in our archives. That's what people call it on podcasts.
Oh, is it? Yeah, check out our archives, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, one of the cool guys. Mm. Cool cats. So, yeah.
Where did Noah keep his bees? In the archive.
Did you just come up with that?
And that ages ago. And then I Googled it. And loads of people have done it. It's really old. So I never went in a show.
Fair enough. It's National Orgasm Day! Mark, you seem to have celebrated this.
What is going on?
What?
What do you mean? Everyone celebrates it. Don't they?
Yeah, but you
Who
celebrate...
Who doesn't want to celebrate that?
Nuns? Priests?
They want to.
No.
They just don't.
Are nuns allowed? I can't remember. Are nuns allowed? Priests are, because they've got what? Nuns?
Nuns are totally nothing down there.
I know what a vagina is.
No, but I'm not saying they haven't got cocks. I'm saying there's no action down there.
I knew what you meant.
Are they allowed any action?
Yeah,
Abby, are they allowed to sort
Abby,
of, you know?
Are nuns allowed to
orgasms?
Bang.
No, not bang. They're not allowed to bang.
They're not allowed at all
to sort themselves out.
Oh, Mark!
What's the difference?
What is the difference
between bang... Why are you reacting like that?
Because the nuns, if they are allowed to have...
But, They're not allowed to bang.
Is bang a good word to use?
I don't know if you can use bangs after nuns. Bang after nuns, you know. But...
In the butt.
But
they definitely can't do that. Or they might be able to, actually.
It doesn't count.
Maybe that's what they're allowed. They're just not our babies, so they do that. I think we should pull out of this bit.
Oh my god.
Ah, finished.
Wow. Cigarette? Oh my dear. Our producer has just stumbled onto a weird Reddit thread.
Alright. You know, about it.
What? Anything that we can talk about? Probably not on a Tuesday at 12:15?
No.
No. Okay. So, so, Abby, you've just put some nuns have sex. Well,
how's that? What do you mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means they're allowed, but some just aren't.
Can you lock Wikipedia it instead? Go on, what?
You know what? I've never been able to hear her when she talks.
No, but are they allowed?
Oh, right, some do have it, but they're not allowed to. Surely they're not. It's chastity.
Would you say not here?
Oh, not in this country. Different countries.
It's not clear.
Or in a convent. Maybe in a convent you're not allowed to do it.
Well, why are we guessing? We've got the internet. Yeah, we can find out now.
Yeah, come on, Abby.
Come on, Abby. What is going on? Abby was also at Stand and Calling. I think she had a bit too much of a good time. And now she's working. Well, she's lacking professionalism, actually. It's really...
So,
detrimental to this show.
So,
yes.
Do you want to? This is a quick link, actually, a tabloid story. Do you want to quickly jump to this?
Yeah, go on then. Yeah.
So, 3/4 of young Brits have injured themselves during sex, and they've been taking days off work. Right.
Okay.
And there's a fun game that I think you'll like. Guess the top 5 sexual injuries.
Oh, okay.
This is a good one. So,
and don't know why you think I'll like it.
You love these sort of things where you're guessing. You always get excited about the guessing
things.
I do
like guessing.
I know you do. Don't stop pretending you don't. Just because it's a sexual one. You're going, oh, I'm too cool to be guessing sexual stuff. What's
do you say I'm too cool to be guessing sexual stuff?
Oh, no, that's too lowbrow for me.
That's not what's happening.
Come on, guess.
Right, okay, right. So, top 5.
Top 5. You've got 5 guesses. See how many you can get.
So, could you give me an example of one? Just so I... Do you mean like so? Oh, you know, he was doing it too hard, so he he's cut himself. Or do you mean like bottle of ketchup up his ass?
Mate, it's totally.
It can be anything. Yeah. Okay, so definitely in the top 5 is men having to take things out of their asses. 100%.
Nope. Because they're probably on their own. That doesn't count as sex, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Which is why nuns can do it. No, it's not cool for. Okay. So, I'm trying to think. Sorry. Give us one because I can't think of one.
The number 5 is burns.
Oh, right. Are these sort... Okay. So that's like carpet burns.
Well, I'm thinking they're not setting each other on fire. This sex is on fire.
Okay. Well, then, like... The female's vagina might be in too much pain because he's been a bit too hard.
No.
Oh, I can't believe this is awful.
Okay, I'm not enjoying this game. Have you ever got injured in sex?
No. You? Hang on, your face dropped when I said no. You look like you...
I dislocated my shoulder once. But that was a previous
injury. Dislocated shoulder?
But that was
what were you doing to her?
That was a previous injury.
What were you doing to her? That poor nun. What are you doing? Oh, my God.
That was a previous injury, and I'd injured it, and then got carried away, and then it popped out, and I put it back in again.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. What has happened?
Okay, just want to hear them.
Just do the top 5.
4, falling out of bed.
Oh, okay.
Hitting head on wall.
I was going to say that, and I thought that's too silly.
No. Hitting head with your partner. Hitting heads.
Right.
I don't know if that... No, you're going there.
What?
And then
what? Go, go there.
Hitting heads.
Oh, right, that's what you mean, right?
And then pulling a muscle is number one. But what's weird? I don't understand this. Explain this to me. My maths might not be great. Pulling a muscle, 31%
yeah.
of the vote.
Yeah.
Hitting heads with a partner, 30%. That's 61, right?
Mm.
Hitting head on wall, 30%. That's 91.
Yeah.
Falling out of bed, 20%.
I mean, what paper is this from?
The Sun.
There you go. So, okay. Well, let's hear a song. I think that's enough of that. We'll come back. Have you forgotten to talk to political...
Rob.
You forgot to speak to German Rob,
haven't
you?
So, because we did Stand and Call In, and I did that section there, and I asked him about it, I just didn't think about doing it this time.
Don't worry about it. We're going to go and listen to Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino whilst you think of your joke of the week. It's Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, I'm a monkey.
Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
That's their new album.
Gone all druggy.
Oh, I haven't. Oh, right. I heard people talk about it, but I haven't heard it.
Yeah. What did you think?
It was. It got me going. Like, I was sort of swaying a bit.
So you liked it then?
Yeah. If I'd known it was Arctic Monkeys, I might not have. Is that weird?
What?
Because I really like the old Arctic Monkeys stuff. Yeah. So if I knew that was Arctic Monkeys, I'd go, what are they doing?
That's interesting.
But I was kind of just getting, this is kind of chilled. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you could be in a band.
I couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
Nothing about me says I could be in a band.
Sorry, I've got to...
What are you doing?
Can you tell us your joke of the week? I've got to change my headphones because they're broken.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
Okay, well, our guest today, Ken Cheng, won the Dave's Joke of the Fringe. So I've written a joke related to that. So this is it. Every so often, the Dave Channel changes its name to the Rodney Channel. I don't know how. Something triggers it.
Boom, boom, sh.
Thanks very much.
I didn't hear that. Was it good?
No.
No?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
I don't think it worked live, but it's fine.
Okay, so it's time for local gossip.
Local gossip.
Oh, my, don't believe this. Not again. Oh, no. Linda, have you heard?
No, what happened to Linda?
You know my pot. No, you're Linda.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, why did I say Linda?
I keep forgetting stuff.
Oh, Linda, I don't believe it.
What happened?
I woke up in the morning, right?
Yeah.
I went to get my milk. Yeah. Because right, we still got milk, man.
Front doorstep.
Yeah, right. Open front door.
Yeah.
No milk.
What?
No, right. So I looked down. What? No, that's not what I was meant to say.
What time was it?
No. Yeah, no, I was there too early. Then, so I went back to bed, I come back out, open door.
What happened?
And the milk was there. I took the milk, I went put it in the fridge. And I thought, hang on a second, that milk, that seemed to be a bit closer than it normally was.
What, on the doorstep?
Yeah.
Closer to your door.
So I went out there, I opened the front door again.
Yeah.
And I look and I'm going, something's not right.
Right.
Something's not right here.
You're in the wrong house.
No. I look out. There's no milk. I look around, right? Okay, something suspicious. You know what I mean? Like, have you seen?
Just get that feeling. Have you seen? Makes sense.
Yeah. Have you seen Poirot? You know that show?
Poirot.
Poirot. The guy with the tash.
I like that one.
I'll be like that, looking around, going something funny going on.
Yeah.
And so I left it a day.
Right.
And then a milkman come round, and he leaving the milk again.
On the same day?
Right? No, next day.
The next day?
Right, next day.
In the future?
Yeah, and then next day, you need the milk. Yeah, I think it's something not right. Again, that felt, the milk felt closer to my house than it normally
closer
was.
Closer than the day before?
Exactly. No, not closer
same,
than the day before.
Same
just
distance.
Just closer than the milk used to be.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then, right, when the milkman came, you know Phil?
Phil the milkman. Yeah.
I said to Phil, you notice something funny? Like, what's going on? Why is the milk closer to my house?
Yeah.
It normally is. He said, I don't know what you mean, but I like what you've done with your house. I went, what do you mean? Do you like what I've done with my house? And he says, oh, you got rid of your porch. And I looked and someone has nicked my porch. It's local news. Hello, ma'am.
Hello, why do you do that accent?
So it's like, you know in the radio, you have like jingles that introduce a section.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's the jingle for the section where we speak to you. And what we do is, it's basically a character that I've made up since doing the radio show who gives basically his own local news before we go to your local news.
Okay. Oh.
Have you never understood that?
No.
Yeah, that's what it... So you must always hear the jingle for that section.
Well, actually, I was reading the paper whilst you were doing your bit, you know.
Fair enough.
Your what's northern accent thing.
What band review?
Yeah.
What paper are you read? What paper do you read?
Oh, God, it's the Metro.
Ah, that's all right. It picked up on a bus.
Didn't it, really? I'm just sort of looking at that. The Guilty Pleasures.
You went down very... Sorry to ignore you.
You carry on this sentence.
What did I say?
Don't carry on.
I don't know what I said.
No,
because I don't want listeners...
No, they know.
Yeah, but I don't know.
So...
All right, we'll come back to it. Mum, you went down a Storm Stand and Calling Festival. We're in a tent, lots of people listening to you live. I've had tweets saying your mum rocks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you're cracking people up. But
bloody hell.
Yeah.
God, I'll be on TV yet.
Yeah, you smashed it.
Oh, brilliant. Anyway, you want local news? Well, gosh, we only spoke the other day.
I know, and that's going out next week. That that will go out on FUBAR next week. So
right.
You could tell us, you could give us a little sneak peek of what you said over the weekend if you want. That's fine.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I was getting my hair, you know.
Yes, I remember now.
Done, right. Well, Lewis can't do it today because there's a lot going on with Charlie. So it's a bit, you know, chaotic at the moment with
yes.
Charlie the dog. So anyway, I'm not even dressed yet or anything, and I've got Sally coming over because we're doing the decorating still.
You're still decorating,
you know?
That's taken ages.
So I've got to get ready for all that. Michael is up the road. He's babysitting.
Oh, so he can't do sports news?
Sports he can't, no, because he's babysitting.
Oh, okay.
He's babysitting for Oily Dave.
Yes, we remember Oily Dave, one of the regulars. Why is he called Oily Dave again? Remind us.
Oily Dave lives up the road, and he's called Oily Dave because he used to recycle oil.
I don't think we've heard that before.
Oil.
We have heard that before.
So that's why he's called Oily Dave. And I saw Chris, Dreadlock Chris.
Oh, Dreadlock Chris. People also loved Dreadlock Chris on the internet.
Oh, right. Brilliant.
I haven't put that up on Instagram. I've got to put that clip up on Instagram.
He's great. He's funny. So, he popped round today. So I've got Sally. And I'm a bit worried about this, you know, going to the Ritz. Because I still don't
so
know.
So I got you, what is it, tea at the Ritz for Christmas, is it? Or birthday?
Yes.
And it's coming up, and you're worried about what to wear?
Yes. And Auntie Shuey, she's got her outfit.
Yeah.
And I haven't.
Sorry, Mum, Mark was on the phone whilst you were talking. What are you doing, sexting?
No, I wasn't. German Rob has just messaged me, so I was going to read it and then tell you later what's going on.
Okay.
It's up to you.
That's just my mum's talking.
I know she is, but she was talking to you.
Well, no, she's talking to us.
Well.
You can chip in, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
What are you doing? Messaging.
Mark, if you want to chip in, you're welcome.
What's that?
I said, if Mark wants to chip in, he's very welcome.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
I don't want to sort of ruin
your moment.
Well,
Mark can't chip in because he wasn't listening.
No, see, yeah, complete. I've got Gertrude, she's on the sofa, and she's fast asleep.
Oh.
And last night, I didn't get any sleep whatsoever.
Ah, oh, why not?
So, you know, I'm
that
up.
Point me
well,
chipping
she's, it's all right for her. She's up all night, and she can sleep all day, but I can't. And I've got to get ready and move everything out of the kitchen to do this decorating.
That doesn't help with that, then.
No, it's going to be kids. When has he ever helped?
I'll tell you a story that I told on stage for the first time yesterday, right?
Yeah.
A comedian called Jeremy Hardy, friend of mine.
I know him.
Yes, very funny man. Would you agree?
Yes.
So he came and saw a work
I
in
agree.
Progress show of mine, and he also a very nice man. And he just said, I did a thing about when Dad used to call me in when I was playing football at the top of the road, and he'd shout din-dins.
Yeah.
It was really embarrassing. He goes, "Ah, din-dins."
Yeah.
"Ah, din-dins." And Jeremy said that I should like do more of Dad. Like in the show, because it's very funny and interesting, whatever. So I can't really remember anything, because I drank so much in my 20s, so my memory's already shot. I just don't remember anything at all, ever. And and so I rang Piers and said, can you remember anything about Dad? One thing Piers said, I forgot to say this on stage. One thing Piers said, is my brother, he said, yeah, well, the thing is, like, about Dad, I was so annoyed. Like, he'd like leave the door open when he was having a shit, and then he'd moan at you for leaving a bowl in your bedroom. But Piers brought this. I didn't know the sort of what would you say? In want of a better word, but like sort of games. Pranks that that Piers got up to with Dad. I think this might have happened when I wasn't living here, but he went to he went to a joke shop, and he bought a little toy that made a dripping noise.
That's it. That was brilliant. brilliant.
This is incredible.
That was so funny.
He bought a little toy that makes a dripping noise when there's no light. So as soon as there's no light and it's dark, the little toy has a sensor that when the lights go out, it then makes a dripping noise. So my dad would try and sleep downstairs on the sofa, and then my brother put this toy behind the skybox. So every time he turned on the lights, he'd go, and he'd get up and go, what the fuck is that fucking noise? What the hell is that? And he'd try and find it, and he couldn't find it. This happened all throughout the night. And when Piers woke up, he went downstairs. Dad was on the phone to Sky.
That's right.
The skybox keeps... It's leaking. The skybox is leaking. And then he cancelled the Sky.
That's he cancelled the Sky. Yeah, it was so funny. Piers and myself were wetting ourselves over that.
That's fantastic.
That was so funny. Yeah.
So that's in the show. That's in my stand-up show.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway. Okay. So cool. That's. I think that's enough news for you.
Well. Yeah. So that is going to be over shortly. So we're going to do some more painting. In the kitchen, the ceiling. We're doing the ceiling.
Okay,
and then
be
after
careful.
That, got to do the living room. And I told you, I'm going to do that red.
Oh, God, you said that on the standard quality. Mum, that is mad. You can't have a red room.
Why?
It'd be too... You'd get a headache.
No, I love it.
All right.
Remember, the back room used to be red and orange.
Red and orange? I don't know if it was red.
No, it was red and
bedroom,
orange.
My bedroom, do you know this, Mark? My bedroom was...
Was it black?
It was pink, bright pink, with glittered orange.
Yeah.
Like, the orange had glitter in it. That was my bedroom.
Did you choose that?
Yeah, because it was like the front cover of The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
I said that before. Anyway, okay,
yeah,
Mum.
Yeah,
Mum.
Okay.
Thank you.
Look, can I talk to you later on about the Ritz?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting rather worried about it.
Yeah, we'll get you a dress, don't worry.
Oh, cheers. Okay. Or a suit. Maybe
whatever
a
you
suit.
Want. Whatever you want. I don't know.
Or, you know the trousers, like the big baggy trousers?
Big baggy trousers?
Above the ankle.
What are you doing? We'll turn up to the Ritz like you're a skateboarder? No, that's a terrible idea. Thanks, Mum.
That's what Marlene said about me once. She says, all I need is a skateboard under my arm.
I don't know about that, but yeah, okay.
Right. Okay, then, well, lots of love and catch you later on. All right, well, I'll see you, Mark.
Oh, yeah, nice to see you.
All right, you take care.
I haven't seen you.
Okay.
Bye.
Cheers, bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye. My mum, though, with her local news.
Ah, oh, yeah, she's in good spirits today. Oh, and your dad's not about.
I did say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that she said that. You weren't listening.
No, I wasn't.
No.
I was trying to do the Gemma Rob thing, but I couldn't take it in, so...
We could do it now, can't you?
Yeah, but that would just be me reading it, so that's not...
Right.
It's something about Zimbabwe. Did you know there's something about Zimbabwe? They're having their first election since Mugabe got...
since what?
Mugabe got... What? Since he got ousted.
Who? Since who?
Mugabe? It's Mugabe. It's a weird word. It sounds like you're saying it wrong. Have I got the B and the G right? Mugabe. That's right, isn't it? Mubagi? No, it is Mugabe.
I'm not even said anything!
That's right, isn't it? You could have said, yes, that's right. Mugabe. Robert. It's a weird first name for, like, a dictator. Robert. Robert the Dictator. Don't you think that's weird? What other dictators are there? Obviously Adolf. That's a weird name.
Obviously Adolf.
What are the other big ones? Like, Kim Jong-un. Kim. That's quite a funny... That's not, like, a normal name for a guy, is it? What else? Sure, come on. I can't just keep just talking nonsense. What other dictators have there been?
Saddam.
Saddam? That's like a dictator's name. Sounds like, you know. Doesn't it?
I'm not getting involved.
Why aren't you?
Donald.
Donald? Donald?
Yeah.
Who's Donald?
Trump.
Donald. Is he? He's not a dictator, technically, is he?
It's interesting because it. Abby, what are your thoughts on this? Because I think there are implications that that's what he is. People would say that, you know, he's behaving the same as a dictator, although it was he was voted in. What he's the since
is he? Technically,
Abby's saying.
Yeah,
hearing more from Abby than we normally do.
Yeah,
he can. This is Abby now. This is not the. Sometimes Abby goes to the internet, but we're getting what she.
Yeah.
Thinks he can act like one, but he isn't. He was voted in. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the official line.
Yeah. So he's sort of behaving like a dictator, but he was voted in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Isn't that weird that a lot of dictators have quite, I don't know, cool sounding names?
What? Kim? Saddam?
Yeah, well, it's different, isn't it?
Adolf.
But then I guess Saddam Robert. Might not be different in his country, is it?
Mugabe
is Saddam
a dictator?
Yeah. Is Saddam a not like a common name where he's from? Is that just a normal... That could just be normal name. That could be like Robert over here, over there, couldn't it? Is it? Do we know?
Is this the sort of stuff you think about when you're just on a train?
This is my inner monologue.
Yeah, that's what it does feel like that. I've not really said anything for the last 5 minutes.
Maybe I should start my radio show, just me just spewing nonsense.
I think people would like that.
Do you? Just me questioning everything that I'm thinking.
I thought of an idea for a podcast, which is me and Robin and Barbecue Pete played it in Ireland. Don't know why I've named it. Me and two friends, I went on a sort of lad's trip to Ireland.
Yeah.
What it is, you start with a word, like elephant.
Yeah.
And then you have to chat until you get to the other word that you picked, like lettuce.
Yeah.
So you just... But it's not word association, it's chat association. Partridge. It's not word association, it's chat association. So you just talk. And it, so the podcast would end when you get from elephant to lettuce.
But surely that could be really quick.
But not if it's natural. You just got to talk until...
Okay.
So it comes up.
Yeah, I'd have to see you do it.
Yeah, I don't know if
because if you know that lettuce needs to come up, you just work to lettuce, wouldn't you? Because you can't just keep talking. Because I haven't said the word lettuce for days. So if it was just a natural chat, I'd never come up with lettuce.
We'll pilot it. Maybe okay, it could be. We could call it word association-ish.
Chattish.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Three shows. Anyway, look, come on. Right, we've got tabloid news. Quickly, Mark, and then we're going to have a song, and then we're going to speak to Ken.
What's happening?
Tabloid news. Got to be really quick,
you
actually.
You know the front page? It's horrible. Have you seen this thing about that gang that chucked eggs and flour at that old woman?
Oh, no.
The picture is harrowing. And apparently... The angle... Yeah, what? What? That's worse as... Is it as bad as murder? Because it's as bad as murder. But you've got to be so sick
show me then.
Oh, don't, mate. You're not going to like to see it. It's horrible. She's just cowering, covered in crap. And they're just laughing and posing. It's horrible, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And...
What will happen to them?
So the angle is that...
How would you punish them? Sorry, tell us the angle. Then how would you
so
punish
the angle
them?
The paper coming at is the police are trying to protect the gang by not revealing who they are because they're worried about death threats and all that stuff. But I think let them have those death threats. No, they should. They should have death threats and they should have death. No, they shouldn't have death, but they should have... They should be in a situation where they are crapping themselves.
You could do taekwondo.
Yes.
Would you kick one of them in the face?
Yes. Of course I would. If I saw that... I love that.
Can we start one of those internet... what do you call it?
That could be their punishment.
Like the internet... what do you call it when you start like a petition? We'll start a petition. Punishment is you kick one of the boys in the face.
All of them.
One of the boys is due to celebrate his 16th birthday. He's not even 16. And his mother has said the incident could now jeopardise her son's party.
Oh, they are
party.
Kidding me.
Proper scum.
So they don't... Proper they are scum. Proper scum. Subhuman scum. Yeah. What? Oh. Okay. Really, I can't talk about that anymore. Really
right,
annoying
so
me.
Right, so what we're going to do is we are going to...
Did your phone just go off?
Yeah, it did. Sorry, it's never normally on now. Well, let's hear a song. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to Ken Cheng, who's going to give us the weather. This is Somebody by Dream Wife. Mark?
Yes?
Do you think you'll ever have a dream wife?
Like, when asleep?
Yeah?
Yeah.
somebody. I am not my body, I'm somebody.
Somebody, Somebody by Dream Wife. I loved that song.
Yeah, it was nice.
They were great. I think they were interviewed by Joey Page. Joey Page is also, yeah, that's also nice. Does a show for Fubar Radio.
Check it out.
Check it out. It's a music show, right?
Yeah, new music.
New music?
Yeah, I think
It'd be good. He interviewed Gaz Coombs and The Horrors at Standard Calling. That is pretty cool. It's an alternative music radio show. Check it out. Joey's awesome. Very funny man. In fact, he's in Edinburgh as well. So
he is.
See that? There you go.
Yeah.
Little plug for him.
Oh, he's allowed a plug.
Yeah, but he's allowed a plug because he came up. Do you know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah, but we're different times, I think, Edinburgh. Mine's 4 p.m. in Bachelor.
Music with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
On Fubar Radio.
So, shall we get the weather?
Yeah, let's get the weather.
Let's talk to our guest, comedian Ken Shank. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Pleasure, mate. We've not met, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Have you met Mark?
We met once.
We met at the Dave party last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, the Dave party.
We were celebrating.
Yeah. What were you celebrating?
Well, Ken won, but I came number 6.
You came 6?
Yeah, I came 6, yeah.
Ken, you got Dave's Joke of the Fringe 2017...
That's right, yeah.
Now, I'm sure you've not had to do this at all on any PR things you've been doing. I'm sure this is a first for you.
They've not mentioned it in any interviews, weirdly.
Do you have to tell the joke when you do radio interviews?
Yes, and I hate it because it's just...
Have you dropped it now?
I can appreciate that. As a one comedian to another, I can appreciate how awkward that is.
Yeah.
So, Ken, what is the joke?
I will do it just for you guys. I hate it because I hate doing it. It just feels cringe that I do it.
Okay, you don't have to, like... You don't sell it, obviously, that would be weird. You can sort of de-funny it by just doing it straight and then we can think about it.
Okay, yeah, you can... ponder it, you can sit on it.
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. Right. I'm not a fan of the new pound coin, but then again, I hate all change.
Nice.
There you go.
Very good. Like it.
Great.
Yeah, very lovely joke. Short.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, no,
thank
you. Yeah, you're short, welcome. Simple. So do you, I'm afraid I don't really know your stuff. Are you a one-liner guy?
Because no, I only had like 5 one-liners in my show.
Oh, right.
And yeah, I'm mostly not a one-liner comedian.
So you're going back up. This is the second show following your critically acclaimed debut hour. What can people expect? Is it going to be like, oh, Mark?
What I was thinking was, do you think people will come now that they know you from that joke? Will they come expecting those, do you think? Or after
think
that,
they,
after you won, did you have that problem?
Yeah, in the four shows or so after, I think I had 4 or 5 shows, and I think it was a different crowd. And they were into a certain type of comedy that wasn't the one I had built up over the show's run. So it was a very different reaction of, okay, great, well...
I once got nominated for the sort of main award up there.
Yeah.
And the show was going great throughout the month. I was having the sort of time of my life, really. And it got nominated, and I think there are 3 shows after the point at which you're nominated. And I walked out on the first night, and I looked out, and I saw a sea of white hair and glasses. And I died on my arse every single night. And Bridget Christie won the award. Yeah, it's quite depressing, really. Really.
I think I had a similar thing. They were old, they were clearly, they just wanted to see what it was about, but they had no idea what my comedy was, who I am, but they just saw my name, so they were, okay, let's go, let's buy those tickets now.
Yes, so Edinburgh, sort of renowned for a sort of different type of show. For people that listen to this show, they might not know this, but Edinburgh, it's not just about sort of going up and necessarily just making people laugh for an hour. The shows will be, they'll have, like, you know, arcs and the, you know, they'll have, they might have heavy themes or what have you. What can people expect from you?
Mine is quite heavy. It's personal stuff. It's about my family and my upbringing, and it's about me like, I never really knew anything about my family, and it's about uncovering, like, lot of secrets and stuff.
Oh, so that's sort of like a who do you think you are?
No, it's about my parents specifically. It's about their background and, like, what's going on with them.
Cool.
I've not been very close to my parents. I've never really talked about. Like, you just kind of keep your parents at bay, and you just kind of assume they're just boring people, but they're not. They've got lots of dark secrets.
Oh wow,
dark secrets!
Cool,
you can check Ken Cheng out with his show Best Dad Ever, the 1st until the 26th of August at 3:30 PM at the Bedlam Theatre to find out his parents' dark secrets.
I just got a gig at the Bedlam Theatre. What's that part of? What's that?
It's just on its own. It's independent. Bedlam's like their student theatre all year round. So it's a really nice theatre.
Oh,
but it's just got its own venue.
Cool.
So how have the previews been going?
Okay, yeah. I think I had one which was a bit tough just before the day before I came up. So they've been less optimistic about the show. But we'll see. Yeah, you never know when you come out in Edinburgh, because it's always a different room, different crowd anyway you play.
Very different.
Well, enjoy it. Yeah. That's the, you know, obviously I've done a lot more shows than you, and I would say, I know it's sort of the worst advice, and you're never going to be able to, like, sort of take it in, but do try and enjoy it. Have a wonderful time. Good luck up there, Ken. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh.
You have to do
With the weather.
I forgot them.
He's still there. Yeah, he's still there.
Oh my God.
When are you meant? When am I meant to
the bit that we got him on for?
Yeah, I've had this. I've been looking out this window trying to get something to say for.
Are you in Edinburgh?
Yeah, I'm in Edinburgh. Yeah.
Oh right. Cool.
Ah, go on. What's the weather up in Edinburgh?
It's fine. It's okay. It's like it's average, and it's almost too suspiciously average. There are some, like, slightly greyish clouds, so maybe it all rains soon, but otherwise
so it's classic, it's Edinburgh,
fine, you know.
It's classic
warm-ish. Edinburgh. I was hoping it'd be nice.
It's quite nice. I haven't been outside yet today. That's classic Edinburgh. What is it, 1 o'clock?
Cool. Well, thank you for the weather, Ken. Sorry for nearly cutting you off.
thanks, guys.
Take care, mate. Bye. There you go. You can check out Ken Cheng, Best Dad Ever, Bedlam Theatre, the 1st or the 26th, 3:30 PM.
Actually clashes with mine because mine's at 4 PM.
Whoa! News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons. On Fubar Radio. No. Okay, so... lovely man.
Yeah, really nice.
I hope he has a wonderful time, because he's very stressful up there.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. That's basically it.
This is at the end of the show. Have we got time for any more?
Well, we'll say goodbye. We're going to play a song that he chose.
Yeah.
He chose You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Toy Story.
It's not from Toy Story. It is from Toy Story, but it's not written for Toy Story. It was around before Toy Story.
I don't think it was.
Wasn't it?
I think it was written for Toy Story.
Was it?
How does it go? You've got a friend in me.
That to me says...
You've got a friend in me.
Keep going.
I don't know the next bit. What's the next bit?
I don't know. I don't know the film very well.
You don't.
I don't know it very well. I've seen it, Sean.
Such a weird man.
You're a weirdo.
How can you not know Toy Story?
I do know Toy Story.
How can you not know it well?
Because I haven't watched it about a million times.
Why?
I was watching Karate Kid.
What were you doing? Karate Kid.
I was watching Karate Kid. All right. I watched the Karate Kid 3 with my nephews the other day. You don't care.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Is there any more tabloid news?
Yeah, there's loads.
I'll give you a quick...
We've got loads of tabloid
news. Quickly, give us some then, and then we'll play a song and we'll
leave
everyone.
A blind man finds a snake in his
boots. I got a snake. You know what I do? It's from Toy Story.
Of course I don't. I don't know Toy Story very well.
You don't know?
We've already discussed this.
Fucking Woody.
I know Woody.
Snake in my boots. You don't know
what does that mean? What does that mean?
It's what happens when you put a snake on his back.
What?
You pull a string on his back.
On his back?
It's a fucking toy!
I thought you were talking about shoes. There's string in shoes, aren't there? Shoelaces. Right, so you pull the string on his back.
And one of the things Woody says is, there's a snake in my boots.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So you went, I believe I've had a snake. We've just been talking about Randy Newman. Yeah. You've got offending me. Toy Story.
Yeah.
So in my
and
boots.
We've just been talking that I don't know it.
How can you not know that?
I know if you put his back, he says stuff.
So when I said when you pull his back,
you I thought you were talking about his boots. And then you start talking about string. I just assume you're talking about laces.
Honestly. You've changed since all this sex.
Unbelievable. Talking of snakes.
Unbelievable.
So a blind man finds a snake in his bathroom. So he feels it.
How does it? That's weird. Right.
Yeah. He just heard a weird noise in there. So he went in there and then was just feeling around. And then because he touched it but couldn't sort of lift it.
Yeah.
He went and got his neighbour, and the neighbours were sort of really scared when he came in. That's a funny little one, isn't it?
Okay.
And they don't know where it came from. An exotic animal pet store has taken it away, but they don't know where it came from. It came from there, didn't it?
Yeah. You ever seen a snake?
Have I seen a snake? Not since this morning.
Dear me, look, I think that's time. You have been listening to the News-ish show. I can't believe you called her a snake. I think that's disgusting, really. God, why have you called her a snake?
What is going on?
What's wrong with you today? To the News-ish show.
I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined today.
I'm going to Edinburgh,
4 p.m, Banshee Labyrinth.
No.
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
We'll do a proper plug.
Fubar Radio.
Mark is... I'm going to do a nice thing.
Are you?
Mark is one of the most underrated comedians in the country. He does not get the sort of... The recognition he deserves. He's one of the best one-liners in the country. He should be a lot bigger than he is. He should be on television much more. He should be doing live at the Apollo, and he's not. And it's a disgrace, really. It's an absolute disgrace. Mark, when's your show?
4 p.m. at Banshee Labyrinth. Oh my god! I thought that was going to be like a horrible
mate. Hey.
Hello.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.